Kill Radio listeners, you are listening now to Frequency and Phrenology on Friday evenings. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. Fridays 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on killradio.org. Dr. Groovy here. Give me a call, 213-252-0998. Let's have some fun here on Friday night. Rock it out, babies.
Shut up!
Oh yeah, I love that distortion, eh? Sounds like the stuff I used to record. Hey, Kill Radio listeners. What up? Happy Friday night. Happy 2008. 8:13 on the evening of 1:18. What's going on? Give me a call if you want. 213-252-0998. And allow me, Dr. Groovy, to tell you what you need to hear. Not that I'm saying I'll tell you what you want to hear. I'll tell you what you need to hear. You can listen to what's going around on in your head. Try to make sense of it for you and with you. Isn't that what you really want? It's just being fair, right? It's just kind of being fair to you. Got to be honest, right? So let's talk really quickly about, you might have heard the show that had been, that was on right before I came in. It was an archived show. It was talking about basically how public schools are functioning in this country of ours. And that's a wide range of functionality. So at this point, what's going on here in Los Angeles, we're having some issues with the Los Angeles Unified School District. They got some kooky kind of ideas, let's just say. And right now what's going on is there's a really neat group of people called the Eco Village, which is a group house where one might call them hippies, but let's just say there are a lot of cool people over there living in a communal lifestyle. They grow their own food. They have some animals. They've got people from the bike kitchen there. And they're very self-sustainable as much as you can be here in Los Angeles. It's on a dead-end street. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing called eminent domain, but there's this thing where a government can say that they need to take over your house or, you know, your land, your piece of property, whatever, because it's so important to the city to have it. And just getting an I am there trying to make sense of it. Whoa, okay. There's a lot going on there. Thank you. But anyway, back to this. So basically, this city government at this point, I believe, or the county, I suppose, can say that they need to take over this piece of land and this property because it is so important to the LA Unified School District that a school be placed right in this property. Now, we're not saying that schools aren't a good thing because, of course, they can be. And the more schools, I suppose, you have and the lower number of students you have, then perhaps there is benefit to that as well. But what the key here is that this is a situation where some very good people are about to be displaced out of their property, out of their land, out of where they live for a school. So there is going to be a community meeting about this on Wednesday, January 30th, 2008, at 6 p.m. at the Del Olmo Elementary School, which is 100 North New Hampshire Avenue, Los Angeles, California. And if you want to weigh in on the issue, please feel free to show up. But if you want to do something about it before that, feel free to contact Councilmember Eric Garcetti and tell him your thoughts on the idea. Maybe you want to look into the idea a little bit more, and that's fine too. I completely understand that. Apparently, Stephen Song, you can call him over at the LAUSD. Toll free, 800-704-1267. And you could probably get more information by looking it up on the LAUSD website. So an issue where, you know, you might want to look into this a little bit more, find out how you really feel about it, to see if you think it's controversial. You know, should a school take over private property by basically usurping that private property or not? Very interesting question. If you would like to give me a call and talk to me about it or other things, I will be also discussing new issues in medical news, maybe talking to some friends, maybe having a little guest come in. I am here until 9:30 p.m. tonight. I am here for you. I am Dr. Groovy. 213-252-0998. KillRadio.org on the AOL Instant Messenger. All one word. KillRadio.org. Hey, keep listening. Meet Beat Manifesto, Supreme Beings of Leja, Louis the 14th, Crystal Method starting off the top with T-Rex. Oh yeah, and Journey up next. You're gonna love it. Psych out. Karaoke time. You got to sing along with the next one. I'm sure going to. Maybe I'll even turn on the mic so you can hear me. Oh, yeah. This goes out to Lisa. Lisa, this one's for you, babes.
open arms.
Doesn't that feel good? That's right. You love it.
We'll be right back.
That was The Faint, Agenda Suicide. Got some Underworld here in the background. What did we play before that? Death from Above, 1979. And then, of course, Journey before that. I once was doing a bit of karaoke and sang that to my friend Lisa for her birthday, and it was just a momentous experience. It was momentous. How's it going, ladies and gents? All two or three of you listening on this lovely Friday evening. Friday evening getting ready for a long three-day weekend. Unfortunately, I, as a doctor, am wearing my pager. And I, as a lazy ass who wants to go out tonight, am hoping it doesn't go off. Yeah, what are you going to do about that? But you got to be prepared. Got to be prepared. Hey, what do you think about the old, the new Dr. Drew show? Dr. Drew is saving celebrities from their addictions on TV. Don't have to have any WGA writers doing that business, do ya? No, no, no. So, what do you think about all this situation with the cloned meat sort of food thing? There's this situation where the Food and Drug Administration is trying to figure out whether cloned animals need to be stated as such on packaging so that you know that the meat you're eating came from a cloned animal. Yep, we're up to that. We are up to the point. We are beyond just cloned animal meat. We are already to the progeny of cloned animal meat. So that the companies that are making and growing up this food product, you know, like cheese product. Well, this will be like food product. So the companies that are making up this food product say that they don't have to notify you that it's a cloned animal product because it's the progeny of a cloned animal product. I don't know. I don't know how it makes a difference. Because, you know, if you started off with something that was kind of fucked up and you now get the progeny of something that's fucked up, it's still kind of fucked up. So those are medical terms. What do you think about that? 213-252-0998. Or you can join Vlad, who is sending me his music off of the AOL Instant Messenger. He has contacted me by using the moniker KillRadio.org. All one word. So, we're going to play one of his songs, if I can get it to work, next. Ooh, looks like it may be working already. Stop working! And we'll play that next. It should be a lovely song called Where Have All the Club Kids Gone? Alright, what else do we have going on? What do you want to hear about? Let's see. Roughly 300,000 U.S. children afflicted with some form of arthritis? Nah, it's boring. Women with chronic fatigue syndrome may have muted morning cortisol response. Yeah, that's really boring. California researchers clone human blastocysts from skin cells. That's kind of interesting. That's like we were just talking about, except we were talking about cloned animals. Let's see what this is. Let's see. In California today, scientists reported cloning human embryos using skin cells from two men. What the hell does that mean? So he took skin cells from two men and cloned an embryo? The scientists from Sternagen, a small biotech company. No, I'm sorry, that's Stemagen. Like stem cells. Because obviously you've got private companies doing all this stuff. It's so funny because I work over there at USC, you know, and there's all this money going into stem cell research right now. But really what's going to happen is the private companies are going to just go haywire with this way before any kind of academic center can do anything about it. So this is a company called Stemagen, a small biotech company. And it claims to be the first to have created human clones that could potentially yield embryonic stem cells. So we won't need embryos anymore for the embryonic stem cells. We'll be able to get embryonic stem cells from skin cells. That's what this is saying. The company's success is part... What? The company's success is part of its work in the highly competitive and controversial world of stem cell research. Okay, that sentence made no sense. Preparing for the scientific community's response, Dr. Samuel Wood, Stemagen's CEO, said, "We knew there was going to be skepticism about this study. Therefore, we made sure that all confirmatory testing was done at an independent laboratory." In a front-page article, the Washington Post notes that, according to the paper published in the journal Stem Cells, it's a good journal, I read it at night, the team led by Andrew French took skin cells, some from Wood's arm, that's good, and some from an anonymous Stemagen investor, and fused them to eggs from women who were donating their eggs to help infertile women. Ooh, swiped those out, didn't they? Bet you didn't know your eggs were being used for this. The experiment yielded 5 blastocysts. See, and that's good because I knew there had to be women involved, and all it said was, you know, men's arm cells or whatever. And that's just not true. There had to be some women in there. So they used these eggs that they swiped off of women, who women thought they were donating them for infertile women, but no, they were being used for cloning experiments by Stemagen. And the experiment yielded 5 blastocysts, and that's the round form the multiple cell ball takes after you have put a sperm and an egg together. So that's what they're calling an embryo, I suppose. Moreover, one was shown to be a clone by genetic testing, the scientists reported, and 2 others also showed good evidence of being clones, which means they're trying to match the DNA, make sure the DNA is similar. Dr. Wood attributes these successes to his lab's choosing egg donors who were known to be fertile and healthy because they had previously been successful donors at his fertility clinic. However, the embryos grew only to a very early stage and did not produce stem cells. Still, the Times notes that the work could theoretically be seen as a step towards creating babies that are the genetic copies of other people. Okay, let's just talk about this for a second because I'm seeing a lot of problems here. Okay, first of all, we're talking about women who thought they donated eggs for infertile couples, and that's not what these eggs were getting used for. Second of all, the guy that's involved with doing this research runs the fertility clinic where he can get these eggs. Third of all, it gets reported out in the very first sentence of this article that it's coming from 2 men's arms, and they don't even mention the women and their eggs. Thirdly, this isn't a clone then, because a clone is supposed to be an exact copy of the entity that you are taking the clone from. Okay, so let's say you have a male sheep. A clone should be another male sheep. Its DNA looks exactly like that previous male sheep. But if already you're putting a man's cells with a woman's cells, then you're getting a combination, I would think. Now, maybe they're doing something else where they're just inserting DNA and creating a new set of cells. But anyway, then we get to this point where it says that the embryos only grew to a very early stage, which means they did not survive. This did not work, and actually it was an unsuccessful project. Okay, there we go. That's the bottom line. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. 213-252-0998. I will explain it to you again. But basically, it's cloning gone wrong. Cloning gone wrong. This little news set doesn't have much going on. I don't know what we're listening to. We're listening to something called Leo right now. I have no idea what it is. So why don't we see if we can play the Mystic Underground? Where have all the club kids gone? All right, it's a really short thing. Oh, no, it's 522. I thought it was 122. All right, let's see if we can get this up. Mystic Underground, Vlad, this one's for you. Let's see how we can do this. Oh, that's not working right now. Good God. Damn it. Oh. It is playing. Ah, technical difficulties. I don't know why it's not working. All right, I'll keep working on it. Why don't you guys listen to this for a second? We'll be right back. Wow, hey. What a great effort by the Mystic Underground, eh? So he just sent me that via email right quick. And look at that. Look at how easy it is to get your stuff played on this show, huh? Dr. Groovy is here for you, my friends. Now, Vlad, that means you have to ask me some kind of medical question. I know you're on instant messenger there, but because I did that for you, you have to do something for me and just ask me one medical question that I can answer for you. Healthcare related, mental, whatever it may be. Come on, man. All right, I'll IM you too. Anyway, Manu Chao, they've got a lot of good stuff going on. Got a little bit of that in the background here. 213-252-0998 if you want to talk to me directly. Otherwise, you got spit coming up next. My great big dick. Because that's the way I roll. Marilyn Manson, Goldfrapp, Jimi Hendrix, Doves, John Spencer Blues Explosion. It just keeps going on and on and on. And I swear I'll have somebody to talk to at some point tonight. Even if it is our next DJ. Spit.
Maybe a slick. A little poking a whisker, mama.
that just sound like something you want to play? I used to play that and my fingers would bleed. There'd be blood flying on the bass there. So that was my old band, Breach. Gonna be going up to Portland next week to see the guitar player in that band. I'm also gonna be at the Society of Teachers and Family Medicine Conference. That's right, that's how I put it together. A little bit of Sia here in the background. Marilyn Manson before that. Did you like that spit song? I knew you'd like that spit song. And I inquired from Vlad as to whether he had any kind of questions, and he didn't. So what are you going to do? Dr. Groovy here with you on Frequency and Phrenology. Killradio.org. Hey, if you want to donate some money to us, feel free to. That little, That little homepage that you tuned into at killradio.org. If you go to the left-hand side and just kind of scroll down there a little bit, just slide right down the left-hand side there, find the little space there that says Donate to KR, and you can give us $1, $5, $10, whatever you want to give us. Then that can help us keep this place open. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And if you want to come and see a show and give us your money that way, that's another way. So you can come on down to the Lost Souls Cafe on Sunday the 20th for the Hear Hear Kill Radio benefit, third Sunday of every month, being brought to you by Hear Hear, one of our shows that comes on at 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Friday afternoons with our own DJ John Hirschfield of isgood.com. And Mark, who I'm not sure if he has another show right now. I think he does, but I can't remember what it is. So John and Mark of Hear Hear. The benefit this Sunday, the 20th, at Lost Souls Cafe, which is 124 West 4th Street between Spring and Main, down the little alley there. I'll be there accepting your donations. You can come in here, Mather Louth, Firebug, Brutus Gets the Girl, and we're all so happy about that, and the Sweet Hurt, all of whom have MySpace pages. Mather Louth, Firebug, Brutus Gets the Girl, and the Sweet Hurt. Come on down and check them out. Hear Hear is a show that brings you local artists that have not been signed yet. Is Good doing the same? And there's a lot of good music to see in this Los Angeles area, so come on down and check these people out too, and give us your money while you're at it. It's for Kill Radio. We appreciate it. We've got another benefit coming up soon too. It's going to be Saturday the 26th. It's going to be at the Echo Curio. It's going to be a little bit different. The Hear Hear stuff is usually a little more kind of mellow folk rock kind of stuff. And the one on the 26th is going to be a little more rock and roll. So, let me see if I can find the information to that one. But it is going to be at the Echo Curio, I know that much, which is a new little space for art and music. And this will be brought to you by Joanne Slema, who has one of our shows, Trainwreck, and I can't remember what she's got a lot of names too. And I'm not finding the information right now, so I'll try to get it for you. But it's a benefit coming up on the 26th at the Echo Curio. Another benefit for us, Kill Radio. And I can't find the freaking information for it, so that kind of sucks ass. Okay, I suck ass. That's the real truth about it. And here's some more guys that suck ass. Pavement. Oh, yeah, after you hear the little violins.
Don't you go and cut your hair? Do you think it's gonna make
saw the documentary. It's a documentary on David Lynch?
Called Lynch.
Lynch. God, that kind of sounds like someone's getting lynched. Was anyone lynched in the documentary?
Well, it's not. It's about David Lynch and his movies, his films that he makes, and it's all about his creativity and his process, the process of the doing where he makes his films, Katrina. And it's those films that the documentary Lynch is about.
Is that David Lynch you were mimicking, or is that Brad?
No, that's Brad is a deeper.
Do a Brad.
We're going to go see a crazy. Listen, let me tell you.
Yeah.
There's a crazy film we're going to go see, and we're going to smoke some Mary J. beforehand. And the Dr. Groupster is going to be there, and Kiki.
Wait, are you in the car on the way over to Cantor's now?
I'm on my way to Cantor's to have pie and coffee.
Alright. So, alright, how long are you guys going to be there? Because I get off my show here in about 20 minutes. You guys going to be partying down at Cantor's?
We're going to get some food, and then we're going to go get a beer.
Where are you going to do that?
Well, if we're really lazy, we might just walk, like, 10 feet over to the kibitz room.
right. They've got good drinks.
But if it smells too much like urine there, we'll go somewhere else.
All right. So I'll be checking in with that. Hey, are there any good shows that you know about coming up soon?
I would remind you and whoever else is listening that, the Airborne Toxic Event has two more shows at Spaceland.
On Thursdays, is that right?
Thursdays.
Okay.
And who else is coming up? I don't know. I'm going to go see Eddie Izzard on Sunday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Someone else was just talking about, I think Chai was just talking about Eddie Izzard.
Oh, yeah?
I'm totally into it. Yeah.
Crazy.
All right, there you go.
Crazy.
Cool. Where was the David Lynch thing? Was that over at UCLA?
No, it's at the LACMA, and it's playing tomorrow night, too, with a double feature with a new print of Eraserhead, the mastered remaster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see Eraserhead tonight?
No.
No, it was just the documentary. Do you think it's worth it? Is it good to go see?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
I had a good time.
All
right. I'd recommend it.
Did you learn something about putting movies together?
No, but you learn a little bit about what goes on in David Lynch's head.
Ah. That old head of his. Interesting.
An old head. And you learn that he chain smokes, because he's smoking throughout the entire movie.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
oh.
I kind of want a cigarette.
Oh, lung cancer.
Yeah. No, he does not stop smoking.
Wow.
Which I knew, I had heard, that he doesn't fly anywhere within the country. He takes trains because he can't smoke on planes.
Wow.
He's got to smoke. You can't even not smoke for 4 or 5 hours.
Kooky.
Yeah.
There's some crazy people out there in this world, eh?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Kids, go buy a pack.
No! We're not supposed to say that on this show.
Oh.
This is the Be Healthy show. Okay, well, maybe not. Anyway, thanks for calling in. What was your name? What was that?
What was your name
that time? Do you remember that time you called in and you had a different name? It was like Meat Leather or something?
Meat Leather?
Leather Meat. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about, first of all.
It was your other personality.
I've never called in before. This is my first time.
Oh my god, first time caller. Thanks for calling.
First time caller. Long time listener. First time caller.
Now you sound like Lisa.
Like Lisa?
That's what she says whenever she calls and acts like somebody else.
First time caller,
long time listener. No, she does not. She's too busy with the real world and her daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, dude. Well, listen, have a good time at Cantor's with the boys, with a Z on the end.
I think I will.
And I'll give you a call later and see where you guys are.
Alrighty.
Aight.
Bye.
Later. All right, well, there you go. You can go see the David Lynch documentary at LACMA. It's happening one more night tomorrow night at 8 p.m., after which you can see a remastered version of Eraserhead. So for all you film buffs out there, check it out. You can see David Lynch chain smoking. All my friends just did. And then, hey, why don't you join us at Cantor's, where we'll be tomorrow. I mean, tonight. That's where I'm going later, I guess. But until then, we have 15 more minutes of fun with a PH on frequency and phrenology with yours truly, Dr. Groovy. I have found our next Kill Radio benefit, the 26th, Saturday the 26th. And I just realized he wasn't even listening to me. There's no way he was listening to me because he was in his car. So we've got a Kill Radio benefit coming up at Echo Curio, 1516 Sunset Boulevard in the 90026 Echo Park area. $5 to $10 donation appreciated, BYOB. The bands you can see are Birdie, Lemon Sun, Glasser, and John Webster Johns. With the Roundoff Back Handspring Show, Joanne and Heather, DJing in between. And this is from Joanne Slamma of Trainwreck, who is known to have DJed at such lovely establishments as the Hyperion Tavern, where the DJ coming up next, Scramble, does some shows from time to time as well. Kill Radio DJs, we're out in the community. We are you. We are with you, in and among you, and here for you. That's right. On Kill Radio, you get it all. So come on down. January 26th, Saturday evening, Echo Curio, 1516 Sunset Boulevard. I won't be there, but I think you should be. It'll be fun. Give us your money. Give us your money, baby. All right, if you want to give me a call, you got about 14 more minutes. 213-252-0998. Little news, She Wants Revenge coming up next. This is a song about me, baby.
Disappears inside of her head.
Oh, everything falls apart. It's not as much fun to pick up the pieces. Tragedy. So, Tommy called in and told me that I was sounding low, sounding depressed, or maybe perhaps too indie rock, he postulated. I don't know about that. But let me tell you one more thing before I leave. Got Scramble up next. It's fucking rockin' tunes to take you into the midnight hour on Friday evening here, so that's going to be super cool. Keep on listening in. You were just listening to some Nine Inch Nails, She Wants Revenge, and John Spencer Blues Explosion before that. Gold Frap, the top of that set. A little bit of Slow Dive. My old friends from Manchester here. And we got Mudhoney coming up for one more before Frequency and Phrenology and Dr. Groovy are signing off for Friday night. You can join me tomorrow, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on your internet dial if you'd like to. I'll be here again. I can help you out. Hey, listen to this, though. We have reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has launched an investigation of a mysterious and disabling skin condition called Morgellons disease. Morgellons disease. That appears to be on the rise around the country, particularly in California, our own home state, and Texas. First documented in 2002, patients who are affected by the disease often exhibit skin rashes or sores, along with granules, threads, and filaments, or black speck-like materials, on or beneath the skin, crawling, stinging, or biting sensations, fatigue, mental confusion, and short-term memory loss, joint pain, and vision changes. It can't get much worse than that. But truthfully, I think they're all just coming down off of a whole lot of heroin. Although a number of experts believe it's a psychiatric phenomenon, calling it delusional parasitosis, which has been known for a long period of time, there are hundreds of people that say it's a true physical condition. Moreover, the CDC has been getting more than a dozen calls a week. That's more than 12 calls a week from self-diagnosed Morgellons patients. Self-diagnosed. For well over a year. And was urged to investigate by Senator Dianne Feinstein. Okay, so first of all, we have more than 12 people a week calling. They're probably the same 12 every week. Calling to say they have black speck-like material on their skin, crawling, stinging, biting sensations, fatigue, mental confusion, short-term memory loss, joint pain, vision changes, and it's coming from California most of all. Because the California senator is the one calling for the CDC to investigate this. Okay, I think there are some people on drugs in California, and this is what's happening. It's kind of a scary situation, but that's what I honestly think is going on. So if you think you have Morgellons disease, perhaps you too should call either Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. Feinstein? Feinstein? I'm not sure how that goes. Or perhaps you should call the Centers for Disease Control and be the 13th caller for this week. Because they want to hear from you. So that's, I just wanted to leave you with that. Morgellons disease, something you should look up with if you feel you're having stinging, biting, crawling sensations, black specks on your skin, and you don't know what's going on, and it has nothing to do with heroin, then perhaps you should call CDC and let them know what's going on, because it could be Morgellons disease. That is all I had to say for tonight. Frequency and Phrenology, Dr. Groovy, I've loved being with you tonight. Join me every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and we will rock out with you. So this Slow Dive song is kind of going on long here, but that's okay. That's right, we can let that go. So you're going to listen to that for a little while, and then I'm going to play this Mudhoney song that I think follows along very nicely with the disabling skin disease called Morgellons. Morgellons! Sounds like something from a J.R. Tolkien thing, doesn't it? Could you go open that door real quick? 213-252-0998 if you want to call in for one more quick minute. And like I said, if you think you have Morgellons disease, I can try to help you out with that, but you know, you may not be able to be saved at this point. It might be it. But call CDC and call Diane Feinstein's office. They might want to listen to you talk about it. Frequency and Phrenology, Dr. Groovy signing off.